Hello, everyone. Today is April the 29th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan, and we're going to hear from Alex in just a moment. This is our weekly call where he shares one of his spiritual laws of nature, and he's going through the five questions that we've been going over for the last few weeks. We're going to finish the final fifth one today, which is how do I fix my biggest problem? Before we hear from Alex, I want to share this short disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So with that, I'm going to open the line up for Alex. I put you on mute, Alex. I'm going to unmute you now. Okay, and here we are.
Am I here, Johanna?
I think you're here, yes.
All right, thanks. We got a new phone system, and it has different indicators, so thank you. All right, welcome, everyone. If this is your first time or if you're an old-timer, we welcome you. If you're here live or if you're watching this or listening to this later, that's fine. We are so honored by your presence no matter what. And Johanna is right. This week we're talking about question number five of what I years ago started calling the five big questions. I think they're the five biggest questions in the universe, in the time of man. I mean, however you want to say that. And we're up to the last one. So, how do you solve your biggest problem? Now, I'm just going to give you a hit and miss kind of overview of this because the whole thing is on the YouTube channel and on the podcast, so I would recommend listening to that if this intrigues you. But if I were you, the first question I think I would have if I heard that was, well, how the heck can you possibly know what my biggest problem is? You don't even know me. You don't know my name. You don't know where I live. You don't know anything about my life. And that's a legitimate, very legitimate point of view. But here's where I'm coming from. About 3,000 years ago, a guy lived named Solomon, who many people believe still today he was the wisest man who ever lived. And he said this about 3,000 years ago, there is nothing new under the sun. Now, of course, he was not talking about computers and cell phones and spaceships and things like that, okay? I believe what he was talking about was as far as my dog scratching at the door. I believe that what he was talking about is that the basic fundamental issues of life, the basic stuff of this thing we call humans and our lifespan, that has not changed in 3,000 years. The critical issues are still the critical issues, and I call them the spiritual laws of nature. Now, my wife loves personality tests. Okay. In fact, she and I are thinking about working on a test, creating it together, because she has such a passion for that and has for a long, long time, because the first time she discovered those, it really gave her some insight, not only into herself, but to me as well, back when we were really struggling in our marriage. So she's had a love of that ever since. All of you have different personalities, your different birth orders, you have different abilities. Everybody's a genius at something, okay? And you've got one of those things too. Now, some are more dramatic than others, some are more rewarded than others, but all of you have a gift from God, an ability, something that you are great at. all right? And very often, being happy and healthy and that sort of thing means doing that. Maybe that's not your job, but you at least do it as a hobby. I found very few people who were gifted who could be happy not at least doing their gifting to some extent, okay? But that's not what I'm talking about today, because you can become a millionaire, you can become a pro football player, you can become a world-famous scientist or actor or anything and still be miserable. So that would not be solving your biggest problem, just to do what you're gifted at or according to your personality type, okay? But what is the fundamental thing about us is that we are built, and I'm talking your brain, your heart, your nervous system, your spinal cord, your organs, your mind, your unconscious. We are built for love, joy, and peace 99% of the time, and life-threatening situational fear about twice a year for 15 minutes or so. That's what we're built for. Based on research, though, the latest research, we are going into fight or flight 5 to 30 times every day, not 2 times a year for 15 minutes. We're living there. Well, what causes us to live there? Well, Dr. Dan Gilbert from Harvard, expectation is a happiness killer because it spikes our stress. Dr. Bruce Lipton, trying to do something with your willpower alone that you've not been able to do before and is not 100% under your control, 1,000,000 to 1 odds you're going to be able to do it successfully long term, and it's going to spike your stress. So that's it. That's what causes us to malfunction. When we don't choose love, but choose what I call fake love, love A, real love I call love B. The reason I've got it as B is because what most people mean when they say I love you is fake love, not real love, with children being the most common exception to that. But maybe everybody else, if you cross this line, man, you're out of here with me, okay? Well, when you live that way, which has a lot of names, karma, you reap what you sow, action, reaction, Newton's laws of motion. I mean, those are all names for this. It's the way everything in nature works. But when you live that way, as far as your mind, your life, your relationships, it puts you and keeps you into chronic stress, which means all the negative things happening in your hormones, your chemicals, your organs, your cells closing, going to disease state. On the other hand, when you give up the end result, stay in the present moment in love, your brain and nervous system flip the success switch, and you automatically get positive thoughts, feelings, positive hormones. Now you're working the way your brain, nervous system, and body and mind are designed to work. Okay? So that's the first point, is there's no way you can solve your biggest problem if you are trying to live your life in a way that violates how your very body and mind work. It just doesn't work that way. It's like, trying to run a computer, but the way you're trying to do the computer, it's not programmed to do that. So if you keep doing that, you'll end up with all these viruses, and it won't work at all. We're the same way, okay? So to solve your biggest problem, you have to go from choosing love A, if that's what you're doing, which is self-interest, business deal love, to choosing love B, which is in the present moment, regardless of my circumstances or results. And when you do that, then you start functioning correctly. So when you have positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive emotions, positive hormones, your cells are open, your immune system is tracking anything in quickly and subduing it, Let me ask you, are you going to do better at work or worse? If you're gifted as a singer, are you going to be a better singer or a worse singer? And your relationships, are they going to be happier and more intimate or full of stress and tension? Well, the answer is everything's going to be better. It is the only way you can live your best life or close to it. Okay. Once you do that, okay, if you do it, and very few people ever do, completely, in my experience. But once you do that, then your unconscious mind gives you all of those things that you call success. You do better at everything you do, and your gifting or your personality or the work that you do much more excellently and from a place of love, joy, peace, instead of stress, anxiety, and tension. So, to solve your biggest problem, you have to fix what I call the source primary problem, and this is it. And if you fix that, the dominoes are going to start to fall automatically, and the thing you're calling your biggest problem now, whether it's health, money, relationship, whatever, is for sure going to get better, often dramatically so, or completely so. Okay, so like most of the great truths, this one too is paradoxical. To solve your biggest problem, you need to get your mind off of the external circumstantial problem to the source. And if you solve the source, then the external circumstantial issue, it'll resolve easily and usually quickly. All right. That's it for me, Johanna. So if we have any questions.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so if you have any questions or comments you would like to share with Alex or ask Alex, you can press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And that's what this call is primarily for, is to have a discussion about what he shared this week on the YouTube channel. Hopefully, he'll be able to answer your questions, or at least we'd like to hear from you. So press star 2 on your phone if you're on the phone. And if you're on the web, I will check to see if you have any questions there, and I will read those to Alex, and hopefully we can get you your answer there. So star 2 is going to raise your hand on the phone. So we'll see if anybody comes on, Alex.
All righty. And by the way, if you hear this on the podcast, or if you watch this some other place, like on Facebook or Instagram or something like that, send us your question, okay? And then, and we will do our best to answer that question either in an email or in the next time we do a teaching or something. So even if you can't be here or just found this by accident or whatever, we love your questions. That's why we're doing this. We're wanting discussion. So, Johanna, if you could also tell them how they can send us a question, the email address they can send it to. And when she gives you that, put maybe in the subject line or something, spiritual laws question or comment, spiritual laws question or spiritual laws comment, and that will get to me, okay, and we will respond in some way.
Right. Okay, so that address, you would just send it simply to feedback@thehealingcodes.com, specify in the subject line that this is for spiritual law of nature question or comment, as Alex said. And we'll be able to get that answer to you, hopefully. We have a hand up, Alex, and this caller is from California, and your number ends in 1664, and your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Johanna. Hi, Dr. Alex. This is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
I spoke to you last week. Doc,
yeah.
Appreciate you so much. want to ask you a question that may be a little bit deeper than what you normally get, but I know you come from the Christian perspective, so I'm interested in your take from the Christian perspective as far as energy. When you have Jesus saying that the kingdom of God is within you, and then he also says, my kingdom is not of this world. And the question is, does that mean that we're here, that there's another world that we're going to, and that we're just in this physical world to get to the next world? What's your take on that energetically?
Yeah, great question. First of all, Glenn, I do not call myself a Christian, okay? And don't if you're hearing this, don't get too upset the other way either. If you ask 100 people what the term Christian means, you would probably get at least 50 different answers. And I guarantee you a high percentage of those answers I do not believe and don't want to have anything to do with. Okay, so now if I have a conversation with you and we see eye to eye and we believe the same things about God and Jesus and church and the kingdom and all that sort of thing, then yeah, I would happily say, yeah, based on what you're talking about, Glenn, yeah, I would say I'm a Christian. But I'm not going to say that unless I know what the person means by that, because some of the greatest atrocities of all time have been committed by so-called Christians in the name of God or Jesus, and that is just abhorrent, and I do not want to have anything to do with that. You know, when I first started doing what I do, Glenn, this was probably about 21 years ago, a little bit before the discovery of the healing codes. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and if I told people in Nashville what I did, you know, they would be sort of like, oh, yeah, well, that's interesting. And then they change the subject real quick. And but if I ask someone in California or France or Japan, usually they would say something like, oh, wow, that sounds cool. Where can I find out more about that? Okay. And what I did is with one of our wonderful coaches, Diane Ebley, I wrote a thesis on that question that you just asked. And if that's not posted on our website, it needs to be. But, you know, to me, this is more biblical than anything else I know. You know, God, it says God is light. He is not physical. He is light and love. The kingdom of God is within you. Our spirit is not flesh and blood. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. I mean, you know, it's everywhere. Well, what does that mean? Well, I believe there's a very good chance that it involves energy, even though maybe you would not say that's energy. In the same way, you wouldn't come up to me and say, Alex is 11% calcium, 70% water, you know, 1% iron. Yeah, that's what I'm made of, but that's not me at all, okay? Well, I believe energy is very likely the carrier, meaning the calcium, iron, water, et cetera, but that is not the content. It's the carrier, not the content. The content is, you know, thoughts that we think, beliefs that we have, love, joy, peace, or anxiety, fear, unforgiveness, rejection. Yes, I do. I believe that the spiritual and energy, especially quantum energy, are related, if not intimately connected with each other, okay? And one of the things when I was trying to figure out my response to this was going back to Scripture. And in Genesis, it says, God made everything, and he made it very good. Okay, So here's the question after that for me in this discussion. Okay, so does energy exist? Yes or no? Well, if it exists, God says he made it, and it is very good. And we're discovering more and more all the time how wonderful it is. You've probably seen AT&T and Dell and Verizon advertising and IBM. Quantum computing is coming. And they've all bought up all the domain names about quantum computing and quantum this and quantum that, all right? So, yeah, God made energy. It's very good. If we use something that God made for a love-based godly purpose, we sanctify it. And then the other place I go is the Corinthian church was about to split over meat sacrifice to idols, the observance of holy days, and circumcision. The Jews wanted everybody to be circumcised and observe the days and all that, and the Gentiles didn't, and it was about to split them. So they call in the great Apostle Paul, and he comes in, and I really believe that both sides thought he would confirm their side, and he didn't do either one. And what he did was absolutely beautiful. He said, hey, you want to observe the days, observe them. You don't want to observe the days, don't observe them. You want to be circumcised, go for it. If you don't, don't. If you want to eat meat that's been sacrificed to a pagan god in a ritualistic dark ceremony, it's just meat. God made it. Yeah, you can eat it. Now, here's the one disclaimer and all of that. He says about the eating of the meat, if it causes someone weaker than you to stumble, don't do it. But in reality, it's just meat. God made it, and you can eat it. So basically, he says, do whatever the heck you want to do. But the one thing you have to do, one, you have to love and accept each other. So I believe that. I believe that's what it's all about. I believe that love is an energy. I believe that love comes from God. I believe that love has physical mechanisms in the brain and nervous system that can generate love, can put a different face on love through our memories, okay? But, yeah, those things we call emotions and feelings and thoughts, yeah, all those are energy-based, and that is much more who we are than the calcium and iron and water. So does that help at all?
It's a wonderful perspective. Just if I could just the follow-up. So,
yeah.
So we come here in as physical beings, and every human being, it seems, is in recovery from something. I think you mentioned that once. Everybody's recovering from something here in this world. So is it that this world is like a way station for us to clean it up and to heal ourselves before we can get back into the spiritual world or the oneness with God? Is that what we're doing here?
Well, in my two cents is that this whole thing we call Earth and civilization is, if you want to call it a test, okay, call it a test. I don't particularly like that word because of the negative connotations. I think it's more of an opportunity. But, you know, if you want to go there, that's okay. And the opportunity, the test, is with seek pleasure, avoid pain, programmed into my body and mind, and at the same time, having love programmed into my heart and knowing, having a knowing beyond what you can state in words, that love is what it's all about, and I'll never be truly happy unless I experience that. And if things are not going right, there's a good chance the love is off somehow, and if I can get that back, you know, or will I choose self-interest? which I call fake love, what's in it for me love, business deal love. I will be nice and kind and all this stuff as long as I'm getting what I need and you don't step over any lines with me. Love has no lines. So, I believe that. I believe that when I breathe my last breath with this body, it's much more the beginning than the end.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Alex. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. So if you have a question for Alex, again, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. If you're online, you can type in a question, and I will read that for Alex to address. So, again, we'll give you all a chance to raise your hand, and that would be star 2 on your phone. All right, we have another caller, and they are from Illinois. Your number is 1799. Your line is open.
Hi, Dr. Alex and Johanna. This is Sheen. I have a question. Hi. I've heard this before in your podcast, but for some reason I feel like it's caused me to think a lot more recently. It's about the spirit in us. Mm-hmm. You talked about Romans 7 and the struggle with the flesh, and then one of the times you mentioned that this, you know, your flesh is simply this 160-pound heavy suit, and that's not you. Who's really you is the spirit inside of you. So, you know, in the past, I didn't think too much about it, and, you know, I believe in the scripture, Romans 7, I got the concept, but lately, I feel like, okay, what is the spirit? Is it the Holy Spirit inside of me because I'm Jesus' follower, or then, you know, my first 25 years of life, I was an atheist. So did I not have any spirit? Did I just have the flesh? And I lived for my flesh, and therefore, eventually, if the conversion didn't happen, then I would just, once the flesh dies, then I die. Or is it the spirit? I remember one time Larry mentioned something like the soul lives in the body, but the spirit lives in the heart. So
right.
I was trying to figure out what the spirit is.
Yeah. Well, to me, the spirit is the part of us that is really us. So, when my body breathes its last breath and gets put in the ground or something like that, my spirit doesn't go with it. My spirit goes somewhere else. And yeah, I agree. The spirit is in the heart. The life of the soul is in the blood, the body. And so when my body dies, I believe I take my memories, everything except the body that I consider to be me, and go on to the next thing. But there's one big difference, because I'm not in a body now. I don't have that almost impossible task to resist the flesh, seek pleasure and avoid pain, because that's 99% tied to the body, all right? And I believe that's why we're in a body, is because we have to freely choose love. That's what this life is about, to freely choose love. Well, that means we have to be free to choose it, which means I have both the inclination to seek pleasure and avoid pain and the inclination to love at the same time, and a conscience telling me which one is right. That at least as a kid, I know every time. Now, I may quit listening to it and not know that as much now, because I've been going against it so much, all right? But the spirit is who I really am, and I do agree that it contains the heart, and the heart, it's not just the flesh, it's also all those memories with lies in them. I believe, you know, when Paul says sin living in me, I think that's at least part of what he's talking about, is memories that have lies in them about who I am, about my sin or mistakes, and condemning me for those, et cetera, et cetera. All right? So, because Paul was the king of grace, man. And this is at the end of his ministry, not the first, when he's saying, oh, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? And then he says, thanks be to God who always rescues us. But of course, that's if we choose for him to, by choosing love as opposed to self-interest. And you know, that may get confusing at times too. Choosing love doesn't mean you don't have any self-interest. It doesn't mean you don't ever act in your own self-interest. We're supposed to keep ourselves healthy, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. Have ice cream every once in a while, you know, all that, right? But our north, our commitment, our intention is love no matter what, as best I can. But, yeah, I believe the Spirit never dies, and that's who I really am. And it includes a lot of those memories that Paul's talking about as sin living in me. But those can be changed. Those can be healed.
So can I say the role of healing in this whole thing is to make our heavy suit lighter?
Well, sometimes it makes it heavier. And that's my distinction, is that feelings come from the heart, emotions come from the conscious mind. All right? So your emotions are usually consistent with your physical circumstances. If it's hot, you're hot. If you're hungry, you know, you're hungry. And whatever emotion goes along with being hungry or hot or irritated by traffic or whatever. But feelings are from the heart, and the issues and memories that are in the heart, which in the heart you have the best of the best and the worst of the worst. And it's all in there together, because that's what it comes down to, a choice every single day, 10 times a day. Will I choose what I believe is right, win, 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 love, joy, peace based, or, and in harmony with my conscience, or am I going for self-interest, pleasure, and pain? When in this particular situation, I should not have the ice cream, or I should not do whatever that thing is. Maybe another time it's fine, but in this situation, because of other circumstances, other people, I should say no. But then maybe I go against that and go ahead and have the ice cream anyway. Well, that again, that's what grace is for. It's already paid for. So it's not, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I did this. I'm going to be in grief and mourning all day long. No, it should be thankfulness and gratitude and right back on the horse again. Okay? So, yeah, I believe the Spirit is who we really are. It was put in us by God. It will never die. But we're here to make that choice.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
And by the way, if you're listening to this, I'm one of the worst speakers I've ever known. So sometimes I have to go around and around the merry-go-round a little bit to where I feel like I've said it where you could understand it. So I apologize for that.
No, we love you, Alex. All right. So I don't see any other hands up at this moment, Alex.
All right. Well, then I'm going to toddle away and love all of you. Love you, Johanna. And I think, Johanna, you're willing to do some custom processes if people would like that.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Alex.
All right. Love you. Love you, everybody.
All right, so this next portion is where we're going to ask if anyone would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2 again, and that's going to raise your hand, and then I can unmute your line if you'd like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. So star 2 will raise your hand. All right, and if you have a question, as Alex was saying, you can send that in to us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. Put it in the subject line, Spiritual Laws of Nature, question or comment, and we'll hopefully be able to address that next week. All right, so we have one hand up in Pennsylvania. Your number ends in 7037, 7037. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is George and Marielle.
Hello, George. And
howdy.
Marielle, there are two people?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Hi. And what would you like to address today?
Well, we are just getting started with the healing codes. Marielle had the book several years ago, and it kind of got set on the shelf, and but we've just recently revisited and both have read the book and gotten very excited about the potentialities that are shared in there. And so we are interested in getting some specific healing codes.
Okay.
So
maybe doing, we just got something for the $50 like session.
Oh,
I think
okay.
We'd like to do.
Yes.
Okay, so that the $50 special is for Trilogy, Trilogy Custom Codes. I'm not sure which coach you were connected with, but that they can create a customized Trilogy for you. I also do that for free on this call. We won't have an in-depth session as what you may have paid for with your other coach, but we can get a quick trilogy for you to go ahead and address whatever you'd like to today, if that's what you want.
Okay. Can you explain what the trilogy means?
The trilogy. Okay. So there is a free trilogy training. If you, hopefully you've seen that or you can view that at dralexlloyd.com, dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training. And when you ordered that $50 session, it should have given you a link so that you could view that trilogy, so you have an understanding of what trilogy is. Trilogy is more than just a healing code. We've added some tapping. We've added some also some stimulation of the governing conception vessel and the energy centers, or chakras, as some people call them. That's all trilogy. So there's a three-minute process. So what your custom code session will involve is the coach will be testing you for customized tapping, customized healing code, customized governing conception and chakra stimulation. That's going to be specific for you. That's also what I happen to offer on this call every week for free for those that do raise their hand. And of course, we don't do a whole lot on this call. What my session will be a much quicker for you. I will only ask you one thing, and that will be what the negative feeling, emotion, or belief is that you're experiencing with whatever you'd like to address. So when you have your personal session with your coach, you'll probably go into a little bit more exploring and discovery for you.
Okay, could I do the 3-minute session?
Okay, so you'd like to do a custom trilogy. Okay, so we're testing you.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Okay, so what is it that you're feeling about this issue that you'd like to address? Are you feeling any kind of a fear, anger, sadness? Are you experiencing some limiting beliefs that are not positive? What is it that you're experiencing? Is it a physical issue? Is it a non-physical issue?
Yeah, I think a little bit of all of those. It's a health issue, autoimmune diseases, okay. Three of them.
And what is the negative feeling? Not physical feeling, but what is the negative feeling that you're experiencing having these conditions?
Well, I went through a lot of abuse as a child, and I feel like I'm still, I think I've given that up, but yet in my heart, I guess I haven't. But I'm feeling like I've prayed about this and not been healed, and I almost feel, although I know better, I don't feel like God's mad at me. I just question my self-worth, feel like I'm not getting an answer from God about this, and perhaps, so I'm feeling a little, not really abandoned, but kind of in the background with God. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. And I'd like to suggest also that you both do what we call, it's called the Relationship Issue Finder, and you can find that on Alex's website. It's one of the diagnostic tests, and it's very good because it will give you some hints as to where the memories are stored that are creating this feeling of low self-worth or confusion or doubt, you know, about your relationship with God. It will give you some good indicators of what areas of your life where you've experienced negative beliefs, lies, falsehoods regarding, you know, who you are. And it's just a wonderful tool to use. And what I can do for you is create a trilogy for you to use, and I would suggest you address all 12 categories, one category per day, using the trilogy that I'm going to give you to address anything that you discover that comes up. So in other words, you would look at forgiveness and read the description of forgiveness. And this is also in the book in Chapter 11. But it also addresses all, it explains what the 12 categories are. But like, for example, when you look at forgiveness, you can ask yourself, okay, with forgiveness, are there any memories from my past, from in the present, or in the future with myself, with others, or even with God, where I have felt this or believed this low self-worth, not feeling worthy, feeling more in the background, you know, the feelings that you're wanting to address right now. And also having that intention in your heart that if these are contributing to these health conditions, you would like those to be addressed. Then you just be still for a few moments and see if any specific memories come up. If they do, then you just acknowledge them. You don't have to go back in and try to remember what it felt like and remember all the gory details. You just acknowledge, oh, yes, this issue just came up where I still feel pretty angry about this relationship issue with this person. Or maybe I feel I'm unforgivable because I did this, and so I feel low self-worth. I feel like God doesn't forgive me. Whatever comes up for you, just acknowledge it, and then just do the trilogy and focus. While you're doing the trilogy, focus on love. Focus on whatever helps you feel a connection to love and peace. This could be something real in your life. It might be something just imagined. But whatever that is, you put in your intention or your prayer first the negative, and then you let that go. And you just allow that positive energy of God and that positive mindset that you are in while you're doing the trilogy. You just allow whatever needs to happen. And then after you're done doing the trilogy, you can go back and check in on whatever it is you address and see how you feel about it. And hopefully every time you do a trilogy, you're going to feel less and less stress or negativity or you'll feel more peace, in other words, about that issue. So if it's a health issue, that doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be completely healed by then, but we are healing the heart issue first that's connected to whatever that health issue is. Mm-hmm. Now, that was kind of a lot in just a little bit, but when you have your session with your coach, they can go more into detail with that and do more testing for that as well.
Okay.
But today, that's just kind of a I would suggest you do the relationship issue finder, though, and answer the questions. It's going to give you some good diagnostics.
And that's on the website?
Yes. Yes, that's on the website. And you can find that under probably resources. I'm not sure. I'm not on the website right this now. But if you several of them. There's Relationship Issue Finder, Heart Issue Finder, Success Issue Finder. Do the Relationship Issue Finder because that is the that gives you more more answers. In other words, to more results.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So let's go ahead and test for your trilogy, and then you'll need to write this down. And
okay.
After you've watched the trilogy with Alex, then you'll be able to understand more of what you're going to be writing down. You may not understand it all, but go ahead and take notes anyway.
Okay.
All right. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues. Just say that.
The primary issues.
Okay, good. The health issues.
The health issues.
The low self-worth issues.
The low self-worth issues.
Okay, very good. All right, so the trilogy has 3 minutes, and I'm going to give you the specific custom tapping points for minute number one. So minute number one is going to be the tapping. What you're going to do, you'll do all of this that I'm giving you in about 1 minute. Now, if you take longer than a minute, it's okay. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to tap all of the points, and you want to watch the video so you see all of the points. You're going to tap all of the points from the eyebrow, starting at the eyebrow, and you're going to tap all of the points on the head, the body, the hands, to the side of the hands, where we say the karate chop. You do tap all of those, and you just do like 4 or 5 taps on each point. And then that you're going to do all that just straight, all the way down, all the way to the side of your hand, and then you're going to do it customized, and I'm going to give you the custom positions right now. Okay, you're going to start tapping at the collarbones. So write down collarbones.
Okay.
And you can use 1 or 2 hands. You can do both sides of your body or just use one. Okay, so collarbones and then little finger.
Okay.
So you tap collarbones, tap little finger. Then you're going to go back to sore spots. That's on your chest.
Did you say then, sore spots?
Yeah, sore spots. And you when you see the tapping points from Alex, you'll recognize. You can also ask your coach for charts. She'll have charts that, or he or she will give you charts that show you all these points. Okay, so collarbones, little finger, sore spots. Go back to the collarbones. Then the side of the eyes or the temples, under the eyes, and then you're going to do, which Alex also describes, it's called the 9G. We don't have time to go over that now, but again, ask your coach or watch the video and you'll be able to see what the 9G is.
Okay.
So that's minute number one. Minute number two is a healing code. Now we're going to use 2 healing code 1 positions and healing codes 2 positions, which Alex will show you also and your coach can also show you. But the first position is the Adam's apple, both hands, which you know from healing code 1 from the book.
Right.
So both hands Adam's apple. The second position is left hand jaw and right hand temple. Okay, the third position is both hands on the brain stem. And this is you're actually touching the brain stem. Again, you'll see those positions from your coach or on the video. And the fourth one is left hand on the, touching the high bridge and right hand below the belly button. And that's a healing code too.
This is number four?
Yes.
Could you repeat that for me again? Left hand.
Left hand, high bridge, and the right hand below the belly button.
Okay.
Okay, now minute number three is stimulating the governing conception and the chakras or the energy centers as we know them. The first thing you're going to do is start at the base. And again, I don't have time to describe everything, so you'll want to watch your video and see how Alex does that. You're going to place both hands on the base energy center and slide the hands all the way up the front of the body without stopping, all the way up over the head to the top of the spine. And you're going to do that three times. Okay, and then we're going to customize it. You're going to start at the heart, and you're going to just hold it there, hold your hands there for about 4 or 5 seconds. And then you're going to slide up to the throat. So the heart to the throat. Then you're going to slide the hands down to the solar plexus, which is your tummy. And when you slide, you just hold your hands there for a few seconds.
Okay.
Okay, then slide down to below the belly button. And then from there, you're going to slide all the way up to the forehead. And then all the way over to the top of the spine. And that's it. So all these processes I gave you, you want to do those in about 1 minute. Take about 1 minute to do that. Now, if you do the tapping and you happen to do it really quickly, you can do it more than a minute. Actually, you can do all of these more than a minute. But the trilogy process really only takes about 3 minutes if you get it down. But you probably have to watch the video a few times or work with your coach and she can help you or he can help you. I'm not sure who you are assigned to.
Okay. And the video, what is the video called?
It's again? You'll find it at dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training. And that's where you're going to find that, free trilogy training. And he explains what trilogy is, and he shows you exactly how to do the general trilogy. So it's like, you know, in the healing code book, we have the healing code, the universal healing code. Well, the trilogy, now we have a universal trilogy, and that's what you see on the video.
Okay. Do you have something, because we are new at this, do you have something on there just to teach you the healing, how to do the healing codes and how to get them specific to your situation?
Well, that's one. That's what your coach can do for you. They're going to customize everything. So they're going to test and customize everything. Like what I just did for you, they're going to do that, but probably spend a bit more time testing and helping you discover specific memories.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, there's a lot to learn.
Oh, it'll be simple, though, for you. Don't worry. It's not hard, and you can't do it wrong. So you're on the right track, and I hope you guys have it's wonderful that you're going to be doing this together. You can do this together, both of you, and it's going to even be more powerful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Janet.
Okay. All right. So that's about all the time we have today. So I want to just encourage all of you to come back next week. If you have questions for Alex, again, you can write them in at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. and put in the subject line spiritual laws of nature question or comment, and he'll be happy, and we really do look forward to receiving any kind of feedback from you. So please come back next week. God bless you all. Bye-bye.